Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. I got to dedicate this song here to me today. Going through some things, but I want the enemy to know that God is bigger than that.
You're bigger than I am.
You to know that God is bigger than that. I just was dealt a blow on the issue here, and praise God. All I know to do is rejoice, because I know he's bigger than that. And a lot of times we ask God for things and got to think about what you're asking for, because he'll sure enough give it to you. May not come the way you want it or when you want it, but he's going to give it to you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I am truly happy to be able to speak a word in God's behalf and ask Pastor Bell, she would give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into today's lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. I tell you, that word that young lady speaks is just so powerful. And it says, bigger than the universe. And he's great in all the earth. He's bigger than all of that. So whatever we go on through, guess what? We can cast our cares on him. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you for the words of the song. We're thanking you for your holy word, Father God. And we are so grateful to know that you're bigger than anything that we may be facing today. For in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not into thy own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. And Father God, we want to just continue to trust you no matter what the circumstances looking like, no matter what we're going through. We want to put our trust in you, Father God. And Lord, we're just thanking you for the broadcast, thanking you for an avenue that we can come together and study God's word together and hear God's word and be able to learn more and more about the word of God. Lord, we ask that you have blessed the listeners, those that participate, those that are listening by internet, bless our pastor, Father God. Continue, Lord, to keep us all covered under the blood of Jesus, protecting us all from danger seen and unseen. And Father God, we just want to just uplift our voices to you and give you thanks for all things, because it tells us this is your will for us to give thanks unto you. So Father God, bless all those who are sick and shut in, for you said by your stripes we are healed. And then you went on to say, you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, to stand on your promises, Lord. Bless those who are bereaved and those who are going through, because all we have to do is trust you, Father God. Continue to be with our pastor. We bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against him. In the name of Christ Jesus, Lord, we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you so much, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the awesome words of encouragement as well. Listen here, brothers and sisters, we're talking about continuing in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. Now, your faith has to be infused, if you will, or put in Christ Jesus, because that's where it's at. That's where everything is at. That's where everything fits, right in Christ. And if you're not in Christ, then you get in Christ. Well,
amen.
How do you do that? Well, hopefully, before this week out, you're going to see that you have to be in Christ. It has to be more than just a word. See, faith without works is dead. So there's going to be something you're going to have to do this week. That's really important. So our foundational scripture is in Colossians 1:21-23. We'll go ahead and read that, and then we'll get to these other scriptures we gave you all out, gave out on yesterday. The 21st verse says, "And in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if he continued in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under the heaven, whereof I, Paul, made a minister." And the 24th verse, I loved it. It said, "Who now rejoice in the suffering for you and filled up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible, "You yourselves are a case study of what he does. At one time, you all had your backs turned to God, thinking rebellious thoughts of him, giving him trouble every chance you got. But now, by giving himself completely at the cross, actually dying for you, Christ brought you over to God's side and put you put your lives together, whole and holy, in his presence. You don't walk away from a gift like that. You stay grounded and steady in that bond of trust. Constantly turn in to the message. Careful not to be distracted or diverted. There is no other message, just this one. Every creature under heaven gets the same message. I, Paul, am a messenger of this message. I want you to know how glad I am that it's me sitting here in this jail and not you. There's a lot of suffering to be entered into this world, the kind of suffering Christ takes on. I welcome the chance to take my share in the church, in the church's part of suffering, of that suffering. I'm sorry. Let me read that again. I welcome the chance to take my share in the church's part of that suffering. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Instruction to the Colossians included a greeting, a note of thanksgiving. Why is that so important? He says, I thank God for your faith in Christ Jesus. That was very important, brothers and sisters, that we learn to thank God for the faith of those who are saints, those who have made that transition, if you will, from being carnal-minded to being spiritual-minded. So a lot of times you'll see in the Bible, it talks about Christ Jesus. He's talking about spiritual-minded people. So then Paul goes on and says, and a prayer for spiritual wisdom, remember, and strength for those brothers and sisters that's in Christ. So when you read Colossians 1:1-12, well, we'll go ahead and read that. Let's read Colossians 1:1-12. Evangelist Sharon, would you like to read that?
Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon to everyone. Praise God. And it's Colossians 1:1-12.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 1-12.
Okay. I'm trying to bring up my phone. Okay. In King James, it reads as follows. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you, and the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is coming to you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth truth as it doeth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow, who is of you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For the cause we also took the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being truthful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, I, Paul, have been sent on a special assignment by Christ as part of God's master plan. Together with my friend Timothy, I greet the Christians and the stalwart followers of Christ who live in Colossae. May everything good from God our Father be yours. Our prayers for you are always spilling over into thanksgiving. We can't quite thank you. We can't quit. I'm sorry. Thanking God for our Father and Jesus our Master for you. We keep getting reports of your steady faith in Christ, our Jesus, and the love you continuously extend to all Christians. The lines of purpose in your lives never grow slack, tightly tied as they are to your future in heaven. Keep taught by hope. The message is as true among you today as when you first heard it. It doesn't diminish or weaken over time. It's the same all over the world. The message bears fruit and gets larger and stronger, just as it has in you. From the very first day you heard and recognized the truth of what God is doing, you've been hungry for more. Is it vigorous in you now as when you learn it from our friend and close associate, Ethrias? He is the one reliable worker for Christ. I could always depend on him. He's the one who told us how thoroughly love had been worked into your life by the Spirit. Be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will, and to acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard. As you learn more and more how God works, you will learn how to do your work. We pray that you'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul, not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength God gives. It's the strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that he has for us. Amen, amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. After Paul had prayed for spiritual wisdom and strength for those brothers and sisters that was in Christ, according to Colossians 1-12, he then moved into a doctrine discussion of the person and working of Christ. So when you read 13-23, it starts that saying that Christ is the image of the invisible God. Now, why is this so important? You read the 15th verse, it says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Now, I'm going to say that again because I know somebody's going to miss this. It says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Well, that image, and the best way to look at that is when you look in the mirror, you see the image.
Say that, say that, amen.
That's your image. That's what the mirror does. It shows you that image.
Mm-hmm, amen.
And you don't have to second guess it. you may not know this before today, but when you look in that mirror, you see an image of what you might have thought was in that dress. or in that suit or in that uniform.
Yeah.
That's the image. Oh, you didn't know your hair had turned gray? Sorry. That's the image right there. You getting it.
Amen.
Oh, you didn't know you had those freckles right there? Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the image.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know
yeah.
you were that cute. You know you were that handsome. Oh, wow. Man, this ain't bad right here. That's the image.
Amen,
the
amen.
Image. And that's what Jesus, what Christ was. The Bible says Christ was the very image of the invisible God. So if you wanted to see God, and then he goes on to say in 16th verse, which I like, for by him were all things created. For my Christ,
yeah.
the image that was in 15, that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or power, all things were created by that image and for him. So all things was created for him, by him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. That's why I like the 18th verse. And he is the head of the church. See, that's not real to a lot of people, brothers and sisters, because they're not spiritual. That's why it's not real to them. They think the pastor's the head.
All right. Say that.
Uh-oh. Don't get mad at me. I know I got three, four pastors on here. Don't get angry with me. You ain't the head of the church.
Amen.
I don't care about no ordination and what they tell you. You ain't no head of the church. Christ is the head of the church.
Yes,
of his
is.
Church. Now, you may be head of your church, you know, because you may have your own rules and regulations and all that good stuff. And praise God. So you may not want to hear the rest of this.
Come on
now. You may not want to hear the rest of this. But he is the head of the body.
Amen.
The body. So that's what the 18th verse says. His death on the cross makes it possible for us to stand in the presence of God according to that 22nd verse, which we didn't really get into that much, but I want you to know. That's the only reason we're there, because of what Christ did, man. 22nd verse says, in the body of his flesh, his body, through death, to present you holy and unblameable. He does this. He presents you to the Father. He's able to say, my blood took care of it.
Yeah.
But you have to continue in this gospel. You have to continue in this truth. God made you holy. And it's by faith.
Yeah.
I don't know that, huh? I'm not going to get to what I wanted to get to today, but let me tell you this. And tomorrow, we're probably going to have a whole hour. We're taking a whole hour tomorrow. So if you can't stay on an hour, I understand. You leave. You can always go online and listen to it, but I want you to know, tomorrow we're going to go ahead and commit to an hour of broadcasting tomorrow.
All right.
After he moved into this doctrine and began to discuss the work of Christ, what Christ did as the head of the church, as the creator, this is his body. Don't let nobody fool you, brothers and sisters. You belong to him.
Yes.
He was
standing,
and he is the firstborn from among them that are dead. Now, let me take a moment to make sure everybody understand it. Those who have crucified the flesh, you die. Came back alive. Your spirit man came back alive. His death on the cross made it possible for us to stand in the presence of God. So what's happening here is this. And I like the way Paul explained this in his teaching. Matter of fact, we ought to just look at it. We're going to read from the 20th. We're after so much, so we won't be able to do it all. But the 24th verse, we're actually in Colossians 2 and 23. We'll read Colossians 1, 24, then we'll read 2 and 23. You can do both of them Evangelist Sharon, then we'll jump over there to the messenger bike. We got time. We got a couple of minutes.
Okay. Colossians 1:24.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is in the church. Amen.
You can go on and read it, Pastor, and then we'll go to the second chapter, the 23rd verse.
Okay. I want you to know, excuse me, how glad I am that it's me sitting here in this jail and not you. There's a lot of suffering to be entered into this world, the kind of suffering Christ takes on. I welcome the chance to take my share in the church's part of that suffering when I became a servant in this church. Amen.
Amen. And then you go to 2:23.
Okay. Which things have indeed a shoe of wisdom in your worship and humility and neglect of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Amen.
Amen. Send the message, Bible. Such things sound impressive if said in a deep enough voice. They even give the illustration of being pious and humble, but they're just another way of showing off, making yourself look important. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we have to pick it up tomorrow, but I want you all to know that while Paul was sitting in prison and he was writing, this is not the only letter he wrote. So what he heard it from the outside because he was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with the Philippians and the Ephesians and Philippon, and all these people got letters from Paul when he was in prison. And he had heard what was going on. And the people in the Colossians, or Colossians, they called it the I got to go back to the first verse. But in this setting, they were, they had become more carnal-minded than spiritual-minded. So one of the things that he was doing was, and this is part of his purpose, is to combat error in the church and to show that believers had everything they needed by being in Christ. So hopefully we'll just pick that up tomorrow. And like I said, we'll spend a little bit more time dissecting this and just in the event that anybody may have some questions. But Christ is God.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to say that one more time before I leave it because I know somebody's going to get real angry right now. Christ is God. And God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when you saw the image of Christ, you have to see the spiritual image. You don't see him on the cross anymore. 2 Corinthians 5:16 says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, even though you've known Christ. He said, I don't know him like that anymore, but after the spirit.
Amen.
See, that's how you got to know Christ, after the Spirit. And if you don't know him like that, you're going to know him on the cross, and you're going to know him as a suffering Christ. You'll never know him as a victorious Christ. You got to know him like that. That's how you get delivered. That's how you get set free. That's how your mind becomes